My name is Art Haywood, and good morning. Thank you for joining me here at Dorothy Emanuel Recreation Center. I'm a state senator serving Philadelphia, as well as parts of Montgomery County, mostly Northwest Philadelphia. I'm extremely excited to be here today. With me is Isaiah Robinson, director of the Dorothy Emanuel Recreation Center, where we are now. Lorraine Carter, who's the AARP Experience Corps director, and Veronica Brito from the Free Library of Philadelphia, the Lovett Memorial Library over on Sedgwick and Germantown Avenue. Now, we're here today to start a summer reading camp for kindergarten through third grade. And let me share briefly how we got here, because it's an interesting story. I come from a family that's had a high value for education. My grandmother was one of the first nine students to attend what was at that time Tennessee Normal School. Now it's Tennessee State. And my mother and my father all had higher educations. And they instilled the value of education in us early age. And I could see the value of education in part through my grandmother and my parents because they were able to overcome, they were able to reach some level of success through a combination of segregation and discrimination. So I married Julie. Julie's not here, but you know, Julie's on the school board in Shelnam Township. We put a lot of effort into that township in terms of public education. And she attended public schools, I attended public schools. I can tell you I'm proud to say my three children all graduated from college. The last one graduated in May. And I'm also glad to say I'm glad we spent all that money, and it was a worthwhile investment. Julie and I have built a foundation and a life for ourselves and our children, in part built on the foundation of education. Building a life on the foundation of education is the path forward. Now, my friend and chief of staff, Dwight Lewis, and I were talking yesterday about the value of education and that it is an intergenerational effort to build one generation at a time to focus our families on education. But I know from my own experience, from my family's experience, that building a life and even building a community on the foundation of education is the way to go. Now, in my last campaign, I made support for public education the top priority. It's very easy to understand. The strength of our neighborhoods and communities are built on the quality of education and the opportunities that we create for the kids. So when I became a state senator in January, we began to look at what was the quality of education, particularly at the lower grades in the Philadelphia and Montgomery County schools. And I was shocked and dismayed to see that over half of the kids in Northwest Philadelphia who were in third grade were reading below grade level. And some were very far below grade level. In that same month, I talked to John Wetzel, who's over the prisons in Pennsylvania. And John shared with me that many of the inmates, a majority of them that are in the prison system, either can't read or reading far below proficiency. He also said that if we could get the young people to read, he could dramatically decrease the inmate population. And so I've had many conversations about mass incarceration and how to deal with it. Very seldom have I heard that if we can address reading, that is a critical solution to addressing mass incarceration. Obviously not the only one. But if we can build reading amongst third graders and fourth graders so they can read by that point, then they will be on the path to opportunity. They will not be on the path to unemployment. They will not be on the path to incarceration. Luckily, about the same time, I met Ms. Reardon, who runs the Free Library of Philadelphia. And she shared with me that the Free Library had a program that they were organizing called Read by Fourth, which is Read by Fourth Grade, to get every child in the city of Philadelphia in a position where they can read by the fourth grade. And so we were fortunate to be able to join with her with the same goal. Fortunately for all of us, I brought out of semi-retirement Maisha Jackson, who's here today. Maisha Jackson is extremely talented, joined my staff, and she brought AARP Experience Corps to the table. She brought the Emanuel and Simon Recreation Centers to join with the Free Library so that yesterday we could have our first day a summer reading camp. So we're here today. This Read by Foresight is one of 100. It's not the only one, but it's one, two that we're sponsoring here at Dorothy Emanuel. The other is Simon Rex Center in West Oak Lane. This will have an intense summer reading and learning program, connecting children in the neighborhoods with the libraries in the neighborhoods, being able to take books home. And we're also going to be working with the families to encourage them to support the children and give them ideas and methods to support the children in summer reading. So we're doing this is a start, but let's not forget there's a bunch of other kids who are not in this summer program here at Simon or at the 100 sites around the city. More than half of our elementary school children in Northwest Philadelphia are reading below grade level. And they're being denied the freedom, they're being denied the opportunity and the independence to grow and build productive lives based upon the foundation of reading. Now, along the way, we found a quote from Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass, as you know, is a revolutionary leader in what I call the Second American Revolution. The Second American Revolution is often called the Civil War, but that's the revolution that ended enslavement of Africans. And that revolutionary, Frederick Douglass, said, let me give you a quote, put more of what we're doing into context. He said, once you learn to read, you will be forever free. Once you learn to read, you will be forever free. So my chief of staff and good friend Dwight Lewis said, hey, as we think about what we're doing here, let's name it what it is, a reading revolution. And we need to focus on having a reading revolution. Obviously, it won't be armed like the first revolution or the second revolution. But we've got to give our children some freedom, that freedom in their lives that will be based upon reading. So it's up to us. Let me also share something with you that I'm not sure everybody's going to take it, but we've got to stop lying to the children. We've got to stop lying to the children. We've got to tell the children that their chances of making it in professional and sports and entertainment are almost zero. We can encourage them for entertainment, because you know that's really what it is. But their chances of making it in any of those areas are close to zero. But you can make it with a foundation of reading. Children in our communities need dedicated tutors, of which we have many here. They need summer and after-school reading programs, which we're starting one here. Books and supplies. I'm so thankful to Dorothy Emanuel and Simon Rex, as well as AARP, and the Free Library for offering this reading program this summer. I do want to thank all the folks who are here, particularly those who are part of what we started in the 4th Senate District as an education task force. These are primarily parents, but not exclusively parents, who are working with me and with others to try to see what we can do to improve the quality of education in the 4th Senate District, but actually even beyond. At the time we started the press conference, we got one donation from a volunteer. And another person brought us a box of books to share with the children. So what I think this tells us is that there's a tremendous amount of support for what we're trying to achieve here. Support that even comes at the beginning of a press conference. So I'm confident that as the summer goes on, we'll be able to continue to build support, continue to get donations, continue to add students to what we're trying to do. And in the years to come, build additional sites. Still be able to say that we had our first press conference at Dorothy Emanuel Recreation Center. But we continue to build beyond what we started today.